This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog visited the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power station in southeastern Ukraine on Wednesday as part of efforts to avert the risk of an atomic accident.
It is very, very important that we agree on the fundamental principle that a nuclear power plant should not be attacked.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, went to Europe's largest nuclear power plant to review the situation there. Grossi wanted to assess safety and security and press on with efforts to broker a deal to protect the plant. A senior Russian diplomat says Moscow will no longer inform the U.S. about its missile tests following the conflict in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In remarks carried by Russian news agencies, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow has halted all information exchanges with Washington. President Vladimir Putin had, last month, suspended the New START treaty, charging that Russia can't accept U.S. inspections of its nuclear sites under the agreement at a time when Washington and its NATO allies have openly declared Russia's defeat in Ukraine as their goal. The foreign ministry had initially said Moscow would keep notifying the U.S., but Ryabkov's statement reflects a change of course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will need to spend a few days in hospital for treatment, the Vatican said in a statement on Wednesday. The statement said the 86-year-old pontiff had complained of breathing difficulties in recent days. It added that tests showed he did not have COVID-19. The statement came hours after the Pope was unexpectedly taken to a hospital for tests. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's political deadlock continues as military leaders try to retain control of the country instead of handing it over to civilians, and people tell VOA it's having a negative impact on their standard of living. Henry Wilkins reports from Khartoum.
A recent overhaul relating to the state's finances has led to criticism that the military government, which analysts say is inherently corrupt, is attempting to gain more control of the economy. Sudan's links to Russia and the Kremlin-linked paramilitary group Wagner have been well publicised in the media. A report by the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, an investigative journalism non-profit, found Wagner working with political and military figures in Sudan to exploit the country's gold. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
King Charles III is making his world debut with a tour starting in Germany, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Charles's first trip as Britain's monarch included a white-tie evening banquet at Palace Bellevue, the German president's official residence. The king says the relationship between Germany and the United Kingdom matters greatly to him.
I can only assure you that throughout the time that is granted to me as king, I will do all I can to strengthen the connections between us.
The king hopes to improve the UK's relations with the European Union and show he can be influential on the world stage, just like his mother, Queen Elizabeth. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. lawmakers will consider a new no-fly list for unruly air passengers, an idea airline unions unsuccessfully pushed last year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's aimed at letting the TSA ban people convicted or fined for either assaulting or interfering with airline crew members. It's a bipartisan effort in both chambers. From Senate Democrat Jack Reed, who notes while incidents dropped sharply after masks were no longer required on planes.
But the epidemic of air rage continues.
And while Frontier flight attendant Cher Taylor's all in favor.
Bad behavior should not fly.
Civil libertarians say they'll fight the ban. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York grand jury probing former U.S. President Donald Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment to a porn star is not expected to reconvene on that matter until after the April 9th Easter holiday, a law enforcement source said on Wednesday. The grand jury has been hearing evidence from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office about possible crimes related to a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 presidential election. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.